KALW.
There is something very artificial about saying this is day 76 of the quarantine when, like in my head, we should be starting from this is day 5 or day 6 of the protests.
For the past 11 weeks, as most people in the Bay Area sheltered in place, the news has focused on the coronavirus. But this past week, something else took center stage.
It's unfortunate that we have to meet up like this. This is nothing new.
For the first time in months, people left their homes in droves to protest the killing of another Black man and an ongoing epidemic of racism.
So, in the midst of this global pandemic, you have people taking to the streets, putting their lives at risk because they know that this is a matter of life and death.
A novel virus meets a chronic and deadly bias on this week's Quarantine Diaries. I'm Hanat Baba, and this is Cross Currents. 11 weeks ago, life in the Bay Area changed when health officials ordered residents to protect themselves and others from the coronavirus and shelter in place. And in these almost 3 months, we've learned a lot about the virus, how it's affected our work, our lives, and how it's revealed long-standing racial disparities. In some states, Black Americans are more than 3, 5, sometimes 7 times more likely to die from COVID-19 than whites. So when the video of the police killing of George Floyd sparked uprisings and protests around the country, thousands of residents gathered and put their lives at risk to protest something bigger. On this episode of Quarantine Diaries, The Shift.
It's day 73 of quarantine. Hi, I'm Hannah. I recently graduated high school. I don't know about you guys, but lately, all my social media accounts have been flooded with various posts about the Black Lives Matter movement. I think like the positive side to quarantine and just staying at home is it limits what you're able to do, and it gives you like a lot of time to just really think about our privilege and act upon it. You know, pass around petitions, have conversations with parents and friends about these sorts of issues online.
Hi, it is day 74 of shelter in place. My name is Lakeisha Daniela Thomas. I am at Oscar Grant Plaza, where there are possibly thousands of protesters protesting the unjust killing of George Floyd by the murderous racist cop in Minnesota. I just recently moved back to Oakland, actually, and never in a million years would I think that this would be my invitation into the city. This is sort of like a party that I didn't want to be invited to, although I want to stand in solidarity with others. I'm not really concerned about catching COVID-19. There's always a bit of concern in the back of my mind, however. Hello there. There's somebody walking by on the horse with a Black Lives Matter sign. Had to say hi to the horsey. But people are doing a really good job of social distancing. It's unfortunate that we have to meet up like this. This is nothing new. I've been to plenty of protests of unjust killings of Black people. Sad but true. I feel powerless, actually. I heard that he was only charged with third-degree murder. That's probably nothing. He'll probably get off with time served. I hate to be so pessimistic, but I've seen how this justice system is when it concerns Black people.
Died 56, 63, 70, 71, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Today's day 74. I'm a shift manager at a grocery store in Sacramento. I got kind of sucked into a social media rabbit hole waking up this morning with everything that's going on in Minnesota today. I don't know. You know, my daughter, who's five, you know, I'm black, my wife's black, we're both biracial, and our daughter's pretty light-skinned, but I think, you know, she's starting to understand, you know, I'm sure she understands more than I know. You know, she saw me getting sucked into this. She asked what I was doing on the computer, and I was trying to be honest with her. I try to be honest with her as much as possible. But, you know, told her that a white police officer killed a black man, and there are people that are really angry about it. And I'm really angry about it. And... you know, black parents have some extra stuff we got to deal with. And of course, it's for everybody to deal with. Like, this, the poison of racism is for everybody to deal with. You know, it's not for black people to solve. But we're the ones who have to live with it in our bodies.
Hi, I'm Ariel DeAndrea. And I am an artist out of Vallejo, California, and it is day 75 of Shelter in Place. I have plans to go to a vigil for George Floyd today at 1 p.m. at Vallejo City Hall. And I'm working with another woman here in Vallejo, and we decided that we're gonna start a sort of small activist book club with the focus on white people self-educating to be better allies. The idea is that it'll have like an activist spin to it, so we'll also encourage each other and work together to write letters, make phone calls, research what the Vallejo Police Department is doing in terms of de-escalation and sensitivity training and body cams and accountability. You know, Vallejo Police Department has a history of being really violent.
My name is Walter Peranto, and I'm a staff member at one of the smaller soup kitchens in San Francisco. And today is day 76. One thing that's driving me a little crazy is how sweaty my beard gets under the mask. So I shouldn't really, I feel like there's so many problems in the world right now, I should not be talking about how sweaty my beard gets. So it almost feels inappropriate. The current protests that are happening right now, truthfully, that weighs on my mind by far more right now than the virus does. And there is something very artificial about saying this is day 76 of the quarantine when, like, in my head, we should be starting from, like, this is day 5 or day 6 of the protests, because that's the overriding concern. Every single night for the last 76 days, I go to Wikipedia and I look at the number of Americans that died that day of the coronavirus. And I've done that every single night without missing a day until two nights ago, where I was reading about the protests all night long and about the police violence. I was reading about that. And I woke up the next morning and I realized, like, oh, I didn't actually check to see how many people the coronavirus killed yesterday because I was too busy reading about the new news item, the new, very old news item.
Today is day 76. And yeah, today's Sunday, and the world's burning. yeah, there have been protests going on for several days now. Today is the last day of our quote-unquote hazard pay, which is a whopping $2 extra per hour. Yeah, I mean, the George Floyd shit. You know, part of me is, you know, at a point of just numbness. I cried for Trayvon Martin, and I cried for Eric Garner and Mike Brown, Philando Castile, Sandra Bland, Tamir Rice. I initially with this, you know, like Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, like those names that are just names in the last week or two, you know. I definitely have reached a point of being numb with police and just innocent black people getting killed.
My name is Chosong Tenzin. I'm an incoming senior at Oakland Tech, and today is day 77 of sheltering in place. I've been seeing a lot of people I know who are in love with black culture that are staying silent at the moment and kind of ignoring what's going on right now, which is crazy because how can you ignore it? And there are also people who are kind of calling people out that they know who have said racist remarks, where they're like, oh, I see you posting prom pics or like graduation pictures, but now you don't want to post news or information about how you can help. And I honestly don't know how to feel about that. I feel like pushing people who don't genuinely care about what's going on is kind of encouraging this performative activism where they feel pressured to post and be a part of what everyone else is doing when they don't actually believe in what they're posting. It's more they don't want to be left out or they don't want to be called out. I'm ready to attend this protest in Oakland. I've packed a bag with a first aid kit, some water bottles, extra masks, bandana, cloth, extra t-shirt, just items that I need to have with me, my ID, of course, and a little bit of cash. That's what I'm bringing with me to the protest today.
Today is day 77. Today is day one of the curfew here in Sacramento. We shut our store down at 7 o'clock, stopped letting customers into the store at 6:30. I'm standing here at a boarded-up Target. I can see the helicopters circling downtown from here. At our store, we've already been shutting down an hour early from our normal hours due to coronavirus. But then with the curfew that got instituted tonight, we shut down another hour early. You know, clearly right now I'm in violation of curfew. But I guess if somebody stops me, I'll say I'm press. I was going to say that I don't think that it's likely that our store will get looted tonight. I don't think it's likely that Jeff Bezos' store will get looted tonight. But in the little shopping center where our store is located, I guess that last night a jewelry store got vandalized. Yeah. Three helicopters and one plane circling downtown Sacramento right now.
It's now day 78. How do I feel today? I can't breathe. As a Black American woman serving as a peace officer, I am tormented. Now, 4 days after this horrible police encounter, I'm witnessing the destruction of property. Deja vu. This is insane. It's like a reenactment of the 1962 Watts riots. Because being Black is like a crime. They follow me when I'm shopping in stores based on their profile of a shoplifter. They follow me in certain neighborhoods because it seems like race out of place. The answer and essence of me wearing so many bracelets and chains around my arms, my legs, and my neck. When I hear them cling, it's a reminder of my ancestors. America, why don't you treat me right? America, why do you treat me like this? May I please breathe? I don't matter. Well, let me say this to you. Black lives matter. And let me say this to you. My life matters. And right now, I feel like I can't breathe.
Today is day 78. Coronavirus is and continues to be a magnifying force of the underlying systemic discrepancies that exist in our society, in our healthcare system, and in our justice system. People of color are more likely to contract coronavirus and are more likely to experience severe symptoms with coronavirus because they have poor access to healthcare. So in the midst of this global pandemic, you have people taking to the streets, putting their lives at risk because they know that this is a matter of life and death. They know that this issue is worth protesting over. It doesn't matter whether or not they contract coronavirus or not. The system does not serve them and will not serve them now or in the near future if something dramatic doesn't change. And for me, should I focus on healthcare, which is what I've currently been doing? Is that enough? I don't know.
I'm Alice Wong. I am a disabled person who's been working from home for years. As a person who's a ventilator user and at high risk of dying from COVID-19, I remain legit scared as everyone is hella ready for the lifting of restrictions. Seeing photos of so many folks in public not social distancing makes me think about who gets to be safe in our society. I don't feel safe. There are Black people risking their lives right now, protesting against injustice and systemic racism because they don't feel safe. Even before the pandemic, Black, Brown, Indigenous, older, and disabled people never had the luxury of feeling safe in a society that doesn't see or value us. Is it any wonder that our communities are the ones suffering the most? Yet expected to be acceptable losses in the effort to restart the economy? Safety feels like both an illusion and a privilege for the very few. But it doesn't have to be.
So today is June 2nd. It's about the 79th day of quarantine, shelter in place. Hi, my name is Rosie Chavez. I'm an organizer with Silicon Valley Debug, also an activist for my nephew, Jacob Dominguez, who was brutally executed, murdered on September 15th, 2017 by the San Jose Police Department's COVID response unit. Now, when I first heard or actually seen the George Floyd incident, I was watching it and I couldn't seem to get away from it. And it really, really was sad to see him there crying and basically out that he couldn't breathe. And I mean, to hear George Floyd actually cry out to his mama, that was heart-wrenching. It was heart-wrenching because in my own mind, I thought, oh my God, what was my nephew thinking when he had an AR-15 pointed at him? What was he thinking? What was he going through? What was his last thoughts? Did he cry out for his mom? Did he cry out for his wife? Did he cry out for his kids? It was like, it brought all those emotions back. That was just too hard to take in. All this did was bring up everything. It brought up a lot of raw emotions, anger, hurt, frustration that nothing's changing. So nothing's changing in this world. Nothing's changing across America. We're still getting killed. And that hurts, especially when you're an impacted family and you know, you truly know what it feels like. There is no justice, there is no peace.
Those were the voices and opinions of Hannah Nee, Joshua Sirotiak, Lakeisha Daniela Thomas, Ariel DeAndrea, Walter Peronto, Chosong Tenzin, Yolanda Williams, Lorenzia Wuryastami, Alice Wong, and Rosie Chavez. Special thanks to Holly J. McDee, Joshua Sirotiak, Sarah Lai Sterland, and Andrew Stelzer. You can subscribe to the Day by Day Quarantine Diaries podcast wherever you get your audio fix and hear every episode in the series. And before we go, we're going to listen to some new music from a local artist.
What does it mean to be sheltered in place if the place you sheltered in don't feel safe? And how do we become so qualified to judge and chastise and lose the ability to empathize with those who don't feel safe inside for whatever reason?
This is Oakland musician Kev Choice, and this song is from his new album, Social Distancing.
No courtesy, no bed, nor peace of mind. You're grateful for a roof over your head, but that's not where everybody spends their time. So by this time, you're already mastered trying to stay out the way. And you already overheard chatter about not overextending your stay. And trying to find resources hard without a computer or Wi-Fi. Plus, employment opportunities are scarce and local businesses are boarded up. So you're being honest with yourself, asking like, why try? And it's not that everybody who's outside right now is even trying to be selfish. You know, some don't even want to be outside. They're just trying to avoid the insult of being displaced inside. You see, there's a lot of uncomfortable shift going on. And despite what you see on your timeline, not everybody's dancing to the same song. You know, some are dancing to the tune of loneliness and some ain't dancing at all. Some have their phones glued to their face and some ain't got no phones at all. No homes at all. No clocks on the wall. No time at all. No TikTok. No selfies. No hashtags. No memes. No statuses with complaints about how much food they overate. You know, some are still trying to find a meal.
Today's Cross Currents team includes Janae Darden, Julia Linas Goodman, True Gwynn, Marissa Ortega Welch, Victor Tense, and Babette Thomas. Our engineers are James Rollins, Tariq Foda, and Gabe Graben. Content manager is Shireen Adil. Our managing editor is David Boyer. Deputy news director is Angela Johnston. News director is Ben Trefney. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet, as interpreted by Daoud Anthony. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.